Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound. And you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 675, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday. I hope you had a wonderful Valentine's Day for those of you that celebrate. Welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send me the questions and I answer them for you. All right, let's keep this intro short and sweet. Let's get right to today's question as we optimize your life.
Hi, Dr. Neil. My name is Ruba. My question has to do with tea and water intake. I've been mindful about how much water I drink, and I've been boosting my water intake, but at the same time, I drink a lot of tea. And I know tea can be considered dehydrating. I know it's a diuretic, but should I have to drink equal amounts of water to make up for the tea that I'm drinking, or should I just consider the tea as part of my water intake? Your feedback would be appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you for your question, Ruba. I'm going to get to the point. The bottom line is this. Your tea intake does count towards your overall fluid intake for the day. Now, historically, coffee and tea have been given a bad rap. There are myths swirling that both of them act as diuretics, or as you mentioned, Ruba, dehydrating, meaning when you drink them, they actually cause your body to lose more water. So it would go something like this. You drink a cup of tea or coffee, and your body, within a relatively short period of time, would then basically eliminate the fluid you just drank via your urine. Again, this was the belief, but we're learning that this simply is not the case. Coffee and tea do mildly trigger this diuretic effect, but not to this extreme. Your body does still absorb and use the majority of the liquid you consume via both coffee and tea. Not only that, but there are some potential health benefits to consuming coffee and tea regularly. Researchers are discovering that consuming 2 to 4 cups of coffee, black or green tea, most days of the week can reduce a person's risk for developing type 2 diabetes, heart disease, colon and liver cancer, and even Parkinson's disease. I must mention, though, that these studies usually look at people that drink their coffee and tea without any added milk, cream, or sugar. But here's the question that researchers still aren't able to answer. Is it the healthy compounds in coffee and tea that prevent these diseases, or is it the caffeine? The consensus seems to be that both may help lower our risk for these diseases. For example, we know that coffee and tea come from plants, duh. And plants contain lots of beneficial compounds. For example, plant-based foods contain antioxidants. Remember, antioxidants are good guys. They sound like a bad thing, but they're actually really good. Now, there are lots of different types of antioxidants. Some of these antioxidants are called polyphenols. These are the types of antioxidants we often find in coffee and tea. Researchers are learning that these polyphenols may prevent certain diseases like heart disease and cancer. So yes, it appears these compounds are probably beneficial to our health, but it's also possible that the caffeine itself helps to make them more potent. Now, there are a few studies that have been performed using decaf tea and decaf coffee, and those are showing promising results, but we need more published studies to really know what's going on. Okay, so while all of this sounds amazing, there's no need to go overboard with your tea and coffee consumption. Most health agencies recommend that healthy adults consume no more than 400 milligrams of caffeine each day. If you look at a nutrition facts label, you'll see caffeine is measured in milligrams. So if we're talking about tea specifically, if you take your run-of-the-mill store-bought tea, you'd get about 400 milligrams of caffeine if you drank about 7 cups, or about 56 fluid ounces. So that would be quite a bit. Because it's naturally higher in caffeine, drinking about 2.5 cups of your store-bought drip coffee would get you to around 400 milligrams. Now, if you have an underlying condition like high blood pressure, IBS or irritable bowel syndrome, heartburn, also known as gastroesophageal reflux, or stomach ulcers, or inflammatory bowel disease like Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, you may want to check with your doctor first. Also, for those that are pregnant, the American Congress of Obstetricians and Gynecologists recommend no more than 200 milligrams of caffeine per day. So again, in the context of tea, that would be no more than about 4 cups each day. When we're talking about coffee, anywhere from 1 to 1.5 cups, it really depends on the brand. So please know, depending on the brand, the caffeine content can vary quite a bit. So be sure to check that label to really make sure you know how much you're actually getting per serving. Now, I can't talk about coffee, tea, and caffeine without also addressing energy drinks. Now, we simply don't know at this time whether energy drinks would provide the same benefits, like the decreased risk of heart disease and certain cancers. Part of the reason for this is that energy drinks not only contain caffeine, but usually sugar and possibly some herbal supplements as well. So because of all of these other ingredients, it makes it difficult to determine the true health effects of these products. The current recommendations when it comes to energy drinks is this. If you're an otherwise healthy adult, consume no more than 2 cans of Red Bull per day, or no more than 1 bottle of 5-Hour Energy. Now, if you do consume either of these, it's best to avoid other sources of caffeine. So that would kind of be your limit for the day. 2 cans of Red Bull or 1 bottle of 5-Hour Energy and you're done. Well, what about other energy drinks, like Monster, for example? Well, again, we don't really know if they cause harm or if they're beneficial. Part of the reason for that is the caffeine content that's listed on the nutrition facts label may be inaccurate, or sometimes they don't list it at all. When it comes to tea and coffee, on the other hand, those foods are more tightly regulated, so the caffeine content listed there is more accurate. So, Ruba, you may continue counting tea towards your water intake for the day, but don't rely on this as your only source of fluid. Continue drinking water regularly as you have been. It's best also to consume tea plain instead of adding sugar, milk, or cream to it. And go ahead and check the caffeine content of the brand of tea you're using. That way you can make sure you're not exceeding that 400 milligrams of caffeine per day limit.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Thank you again for the question, Ruba. You'll be entered into a very small raffle every month to win a book. And if you want to be in the raffle, send me a question. Just come by oldpodcast.com/ask. You can record right from your computer's microphone. It's really easy, and you can even play back your message and do retakes before sending it in. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Both methods are in this episode's description, which you can find at oldpodcast.com. All right, I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Thank you, as always, for listening every day and all the way through. And I'll see you back here on Monday, as always, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.